You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. My. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria,
92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fet, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. And also, DC, the first probably official day of spring break for the kids.
Yeah.
So, lots going on, really. People are trying to get back into the flow of things on this Momentum Monday. Lots of people need momentum after the big Easter weekend.
Yes.
Kids certainly don't need momentum because most of them are probably sleeping in on this Momentum Monday. But we're certainly not.
Are they up?
I don't know if they're up or not. But I tell you what, it was an incredible Easter weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Carlette. I mean, it was just beautiful weather. Just gorgeous. You couldn't have written it up on a chalkboard.
Oh, I know. I'm still basking in the beauty of the weekend and realizing that, you know, we kind of went through a tough winter for Louisiana, really cold. And this weekend, as we were, of course, out on the lake, we realized that the cool weather is probably just about over and the heat is well on its way.
It's coming in. It's not here totally, Corlette. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, the last few days have just been absolutely beautiful. I'm talking about gorgeous weather. You know, not too hot. You know, it's a little more than what it used to be. Temperatures are a little higher, but not, you know, piping hot like it's going to be in the summer. And it's just been absolutely beautiful. And I'm going to tell you, this Easter weekend was just, man, it was outstanding. It was just a beautiful weekend all the way around. I mean, from Friday until this morning, we were like, man, this is awesome.
I know.
It's just great to be alive.
And, you know, we were talking about yesterday morning when we were getting ready for church, we were talking about when you are living with and in your purpose, how wonderful it is to wake up in the morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, you wake up and you just pop out. Like another day. Thank you. And let's get going.
And let's get our momentum.
Let's get it going.
Well, we started on Good Friday. Well, really, even before that, you know, you hear us talking about fishing all the time. Well, I think that DC is finally about to not necessarily park the boat completely, but I think that...
Well, no, you know, June, July, and August, parking it completely, getting the complete overhaul servicing, and, you know, I'm out right there.
You're out right there? You know what we had? It was such an incredibly beautiful weekend for us on the lake and seeing couples and families out in the, you know, on the lake, on the banks, beautiful weather. And, you know, as we were getting closer and closer to even more warm weather, I got to keep reminding people of this. Now, for the first time in a long time, Wildlife and Fisheries was out this weekend on the lake. And once they come out, it's like the bank just absolutely cleared. The bank fisher people just cleared. And I don't know if a lot of people know, but anytime you're fishing anywhere, even on the bank, you have to have a fishing license. If you're over a certain age, if you're an adult fishing, you have to have a fishing license. And so Wildlife and Fisheries was out in full effect because we had not been going to Saline the last several fishing trips. We have stayed a little bit closer to home, and so it makes it easier for DC to kind of just, that's like his sense of just peacefulness, getting away, clearing his mind. That's like meditation for you.
Being at one with God.
Yeah, being at one with God. And so we're
and the universe.
And so we're fishing closer to home, Dubuisson Lake. A lot of people know about the lake out on I-49 or off of I-49. It's sort of in a rest stop area, and it has been closed for a long, long time. And so as the lake part of of the rest stop opened up, it's brought in so many people. And I guess, D.C., that's probably what brought out wildlife and fisheries this weekend.
Absolutely. There's been so many people going out there. Because, you know, a lot of the people from Lafayetteville, Platte, Mamou, and those places fish at Dubuisson Lake. A lot of people who like to, you know. And it's, you know, when they opened it back up, people were catching a lot of white perch off the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, word travels fast.
Of course.
And so
word on the bank.
Yeah, there was a lot of people coming out to fish. So, of course, you know, when you have that many people coming to one spot, you know, of course, the authority is going to find out and make sure everything is like it's supposed to be, which is cool.
Right. And so, of course, they come up to your boat and very, very cordial, just like hopefully all officers of the law are. And so I say that to say, as they were checking our vessel and making sure that we had everything that we were supposed to have, it just reminds us to remind you again that as we are getting, again, close to summer, more kids swimming, more families out and about, safety has got to be paramount. And we're seeing way too many small kids on the bank running around, and it's just good, clean fun. But we understand that the drop-offs in that water are so drastic, and people are swimming. And, you know, one of the things that we had not seen but we knew were probably apparent were there are alligators in the lake as well. So just lots of things when you're swimming in lakes and playing around lakes that we just have to be mindful about. And as people are going to be getting out more, we've had sort of cabin fever for the fall and all the cold weather, and people are getting out. But I'm going to tell you, it was absolutely gorgeous fishing this weekend and just being on the lake. And D.C., you pretty much cleaned out our freezer. You have so many people asking for fish that you decided what about giving?
I just gave it all away. So, you know, I my philosophy behind that is that, and after I gave all that fish away, see, this is how I went out there this weekend, and I mean, the weather was beautiful, but the fishing was not. You know, I mean, it just wasn't all that great. I mean,
right. You know. And do you attribute
that? No, well, it was good Thursday and Friday. Friday and Saturday, it just wasn't good.
But it's slowing down probably.
I went 4 days in a row.
Exactly.
It's right up the highway. I mean, I can go after work. So that's the evening time fishing.
Right.
I'm mostly a morning fishing person.
And do you think that the heat is attributing to the fish slowing down? The temperature of the water?
I can't really say right now, Carlette, because, you know, the fish I fish for, the white perch, is just a funny fish.
He's
freezing cold and he won't bite sometimes. That's just how it is. It's just, he does what he does.
Well, I tell you what, we started our weekend off, really before the weekend. We started in a place that's near and dear to us, and that's being on the water. We're going to remind ourselves, as well as everyone listening, about water safety. But as we progressed through the weekend, we had a wonderful weekend with family.
Absolutely wonderful.
And with friends. And, you know, as you looked around cities throughout our area and towns, it was so amazing, because it was like family reunion.
And it just seemed like everybody was having a family get together, and it was a beautiful thing to see. You know, and we were just driving around, going from one place to another, and then we start hearing the family reunion song. It was smooth, man.
It really was, and it's a
good time.
It's a good time, and of course, yesterday was Resurrection Sunday, and even beyond all the fishing and visiting and things that we did, we got up and we went and fellowshipped with the Lord and got the word.
You know, I don't want to start my week off without, you know, going. I mean, you know, because I realized something though, Carla, and I really do. And I was thinking about this as I was fishing this week. You know, I may have just really had that aha moment about church that I really need to go, because I'm really getting something out of it.
You think you
probably a little while ago, maybe about in the last year, the process started you know, taking a hold of me. And I really understand because I, you know, Uncle New used to go to church all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be like, Lord, I mean, how much more church can you go to?
Right.
You know, because he was there every time the doors open, you know. I mean, really about, I mean, every time
mm-hmm.
for everything they were having. And I just couldn't wrap my mind around that idea there, you know. And my thing was, man, I'll be glad when I feel like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, where, you know, I can go to church and I can, you know, want to go to church because I've always went to church and just did not want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from, you know, and then I was also, Carlette, you know, basically trying to follow the instructions of my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, be Sweezy, Beatrice. You know, just, I mean, I just, you know, she believed in church.
Right.
You know, and so.
And so are you.
I felt like I had to go because, you know.
But now you're coming into your own with that, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm wondering why it took so long.
Hmm. You know? That's a good question. Well, you know what? Better late than never is what I always say.
Mm.
You know, and so great, great fellowship, great, 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 great Easter service on yesterday.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Lots of people come out for Easter and Christmas, and no condemnation. I think, you know, you come out when you come out, and I think everybody gets it when they get it. And I think that that's really why so many people don't get it, because we condemn people as opposed to saying, you know what? Everybody gets it when they get it.
Well, I tell you this right here, and I spoke with some other folks about, you know, just, you know, some of the people in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
I know our church was packed to the brim.
Yeah.
You know, we had the overflow room. But, you know, some, you know, and everybody I talked to was saying that, man, church was packed today.
Right.
You know? And, you know, that's the type of thing right there that makes you wonder, okay, well, the harvest is really, really plentiful out there.
Right.
You know? And there's a lot of people in need of the word. But what is the, I mean, why aren't people just, you know, filling up the churches every week? Because if, you know, all the people that were filling mm-hmm. the churches up this week need mm-hmm. to be in the churches every week.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I mean, yeah, you know, or every, you know, every time.
At least a couple times a month, huh?
Well, a couple of times a week, or least, you know. Now I can't say all that because I go once a week myself.
Right, right.
You know, but you know, I got, you know, I don't want to make no excuses.
Right. Well, I think, as I said, I think people get it when they get it, and I think as believers, we just kind of have to, as you always say, we have to attract rather than promote. And I think that when people look at believers, if you're really living the life that you say that you are, then more and more people will be attracted to that, and they'll want what you have. And when people want what you have, then eventually they'll ask you what you're doing to get what you have.
Well, that's true, but there's another side to that too, because, you know, there's a lot of other stuff that goes on in church other than the word passing in a lot of areas. I'm not saying a particular church, but there's a lot of church. And I don't know how we got here.
I don't either.
You know, there's a lot of church politics.
Well, you know what? But there's a lot of life politics.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
doesn't stop us. And I think that when you add.
It stops some people.
It does. It stops a lot of people. But let me just say, for the people that it is stopping, church politics, church hypocrisy, all the negative things that you can think about church, when you add yourself to that dynamic,
right.
it makes that even greater. And so I think as a people, we have not had enough humility for each other. And so it keeps us in judgment. It keeps us moving away from the thing that we need to move toward, and that is God.
Right, and it's really hard. I mean, I guess for people, I know it was for me, to worship and be okay when I was concerned about everything that was going
mm-hmm.
on around me. Now I'm just not really concerned about all the other things that are going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe that when I go to church, that is an appointment for me to mm-hmm. receive what God has for me to receive. But it took a long time for me to get out of other folks' business.
what
I'm saying?
And I get you know, that. I get that totally.
Because I'm sure all the church political stuff that goes on is still going on. I'm just not involved
mm-hmm.
in it. I choose not to participate in wherever
right.
I go to church. You know, I go to hear.
Right.
You know, I go to listen and try to let that word go down inside of me so it can help me to live a better life. And I try not to make the business of church my business, because I don't have anything to do with anything that goes on in terms of, you know, I'm not in any leadership position. So I'm, you know, I don't tell anybody what to do. I'm not voting on anything. I just want to hear the word. That's where I'm at with.
Well,
I feel real content being right there.
Well, I kind of think that maybe people just need an encouragement in their spiritual walk wherever they are,
right?
You know, to do the next thing. And for us, we are in a place of really stripping away still those layers.
Yeah.
And when you start stripping away those layers, no layer can go untouched, including your spiritual aspect of yourself. And so we want you to have your momentum this morning, but in order to really have momentum and keep it, and a lot of times you see it at church, and the way that Momentum Monday was birthed for us is one Sunday we were sitting in church and we were seeing how people were rejoicing and worshiping and just really had the zeal and the energy and the momentum.
Right.
And then you look at those people, those very same people, the next day, and you see them dragging, or not even the next day, several hours after, they've gotten filled with the word, they've got energized, they believe what the word says, but for many people, the word is not applicable in their lives, and i.e. lacking the momentum of the word that you received. And so we said, why does Monday have such a negative connotation? Why are people so negged out about Monday when most people, well, not most, but a lot of people,
well,
go to church on Sundays?
I think it has something to do with, this is just a hypothesis.
Okay.
An educated guess here. But I think it has to do with, you know, the hustle and bustle of, you know, people identifying the weekend as time off from work, time off from doing the things that they normally do, on the grind of the week.
Right.
So it really is the start of every week.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like after, you know, I know for me, especially when I was younger, you know, I looked forward to the weekend because I was going to be doing some stuff that I wanted to do, that I enjoyed doing.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just, you know.
And so you're just relaxing and getting your mind ready for the weekend.
Absolutely. So I think what happens is after, you know, you've been grinding all week, you're working, you're being told what to do by others.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you get to that weekend, you can do what you want to do. You can also spend some of the money that you made during the week.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have time to spend it. You can stay up later. And then when Monday comes around, you have to go back to the hustle and bustle of the old weekly grind.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes, I believe, a routine. And then, you know, so you look forward to the weekend. And then now you're living for the weekend. For whatever it is that you do, it's your time to do whatever it is you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
So, but I think as we've gotten older and wiser and understanding that, look, every day that you're alive and you're 6 foot above ground should be a good day, and a day that you should spend, you know, thanking whoever you choose to call God, and thanking and having a lot of gratitude for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's where, you know, once you start to feel that contentment and that appreciation for life, you know, you start to say, well, you know, I mean, here we go Monday and I'm ready.
Exactly. And you know what? I could hear somebody in the spirit realm saying, well, that's easy for you guys to say, because we hear about you, we hear you talking about how you love what you do, we hear how you talk about being in your purpose and being where God has called you to be. But let me just say this, we have not always been in that position. And so we understand how, you know, people cannot feel momentous on Monday. And that's why we take Mondays, especially to help you to get your week started with good, positive thinking and thoughts. And you may not be where you want to be, but you can certainly start moving into the realm of where you want to be. And DC, you said it. It was right on point. It really starts with being grateful. being grateful to be alive, being grateful to have another opportunity.
Absolutely.
And we blew so many opportunities in our lives, being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and certainly with the wrong people.
Right.
And if you just keep living, if you just keep putting in those good, positive things, even though you may not be able to see the payoff necessarily right away, we are living testaments that God will bring those things that he revealed to you years and years ago. He will bring those things full circle if you just don't quit.
That's right.
And so, really.
And you know, you hear people say that, but it really is true.
It really is true. And I know people are saying, oh, yeah, y'all are doing this, and it's easy for you to say. But we have truly sat on both sides of that coin and of that fence.
Absolutely. And we do understand when you're in the midst of your storm, it's just kind of hard to be grateful. But
yeah,
you
it
can
is.
Still be grateful. But I think that's the part that we have to grow in, is that we do have to learn how to be content while we're being shaped and molded. Because I believe any trials and tribulations, and you know, of course, the Bible does say that, you know, I didn't say that there wouldn't be trials and tribulations.
Right. And he also says, when you do have them, count them all joy.
Absolutely.
But now we know it's tough to count them all joy when it's not looking so, you know, so good for the home team.
Absolutely. It is tough. But and a lot of things are tough. And those and I think that's the part of growing up that we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what causes us to be more mature Christians, when we understand that this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm going through a little rough patch, God still has me. And you sort of learn that as you live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get that. I mean, some people, I think there's some people out there who really got that at an early age. But, you know, most people are hard-headed, and we get things through pain.
Mm-hmm.
We learn through pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, that's hot, don't touch it anymore because it's going to burn you.
Right.
Well, you know, that's how we learn in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, that doesn't work, that does work. Now, if you catch somebody keep doing the same thing over and over, where that person has a little insanity in that area,
right,
you know, and it's just taking them longer to get it, you know, and all I can say is, I mean, I feel real just proud to be here, and I mean, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And back to where we started at about the weekend, it was just a beautiful weekend to see the folks out in the beautiful weather, reeling, kids running around everywhere. I mean, it's just, you know, I really do regret the fact that you stopped me from having my 10 kids like I wanted to.
Oh, okay. You really regret that fact, huh?
Yeah,
I mean, you would think
if I wanted to have 10 and we had one, something happened in there.
Right.
You know, look like a compromise would have been at least 3 to 5.
Exactly. And I will fall on my sword about that. And, you know.
Did you manipulate that situation?
I did manipulate that situation.
Okay.
And today and every day is all about our transparency and our truth. And you know what? We do. We manipulate things in our lives as women. And I can say.
Men and women.
You know, that, yes, there was some manipulation because I never thought I'd be anybody's mom. But you know what? I am grateful that I am a mother today. It took me a long time to get there. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like expressing your truth and really putting it out there. And that's one of the journeys that we're on, is getting to those truths and understanding that it is truth that helps you to grow and helps you to learn and helps you to become free. And until you start living and walking in that truth, you're never going to get momentum, whether it's on Monday or any other day. And so for us, Momentum Monday is really, really important, because we hope that you will find something that will give you some momentum. And, you know, we talk about it on Monday, but fact of the matter is that we need momentum every single day. And when you start with gratitude, just being grateful for right where you are, right where you are. Doesn't matter if you have everything that you absolutely want, but you have at least the things that you need. When you start to look around yourself, look at others, you start to see that you have so much to be grateful for. We're grateful for our mothers. We're grateful for our family and our friends and those people that encompass us and help to make our lives better. And just really, really grateful. You know, finding gratitude in those really, really small things. Y'all, it's Momentum Monday. It's also the first probably official day of spring break for kids. So no school buses, no school zones. Traveling in this morning was exceptionally easy. But I'm going to tell you what, kids are out and about, and we've got to watch out for them all day and all week. It's 6 minutes after 8 local time, 6 minutes after 9 Eastern time. Chris Roy Jr. of Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in central Louisiana. And you can contact Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-0991. Also, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS. Making patients better, faster is their top priority. The number to phone, 318-445-9700. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, in Alexandria. Surrounding areas, the number to phone for all of your home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information about Hickson, you can log on to their website at www.hicksonhasit.com. Hey, everybody, stay on point. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Hey, I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I'll make you happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no girl
got
to
no
make
style.
You
style. No style. Ain't got no style.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back.
You say you got no style.
I know it, right? Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, 19 minutes after 8 local time, 19 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And you know what? We're just talking about momentum, the weekend, the Easter weekend. For believers, probably the most liturgical date on the calendar, you know, the date that Jesus rose. And
it's definitely a resurrection family.
Absolutely. And so a lot of people we know, D.C., are headed back home. A lot of people have still today off. Many people have talked about not heading back to work until Tuesday. So we want to encourage safety on the highways and interstates as people are traveling, our family especially.
Absolutely.
As well as others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big shout out to my brother, Brent. Brent and his wife, Andrea, they came for Easter. And we had got a chance to spend some time with them on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Brent
and Andrea Christmas on many of the thousands that are headed back.
Absolutely. To
Big Dallas. But you know, DC, as we were talking about Momentum Monday, Pastor Curly Charles called in from Opelousas, as he always does. Thank you, Pastor Charles, for always encouraging us and bringing some good word to the conversation and talking about momentum and what needs to have to happen. And I believe that it is a process that people need to get to understand how to have momentum. Because if we're really, really honest, we didn't always ourselves have momentum on Monday. And that's why we can sit here.
Shucks, on no day.
On no day, exactly.
You'd be like, oh, man, I got to get up. I got to.
Yeah, woe is me. Yeah, woe is me.
Man, why I got to go to work?
Mm-hmm.
Why I have to get up here and leave out of here and go do this? I should be have servants around.
Right. You just get in this sort of grandiose way of thinking. And I believe Pastor Curly was right on point when he said that It has a lot to do with our relationship with God. And for many of us, our relationship with God is a process and getting there. And it has to start. It has to start somewhere. And fortunately for most, it started on Easter Sunday. And hopefully people got a good word and people will begin, as you said, DC, as churches were filled, not only in Louisiana, not only in Texas and Arkansas and Mississippi, but around the country, that people will find a word that they can grab a hold to and want to encourage them to start their own journey. And as I said, there's no condemnation. Each of us gets it when we get it, but we hope that at some point we all get it, because we know that that's really where purpose is found, when you find your place in God. And then when you find that, you begin to find your place in the world and what you're created for. And I love what Pope Francis talked about on yesterday. He talked about in Vatican City, he talked about immense wastefulness in the world. Wow. He said, while so many people are hungry, he called for an end to conflicts around, you know, other nations. But as he talked about, as I read the article about wastefulness, D.C., it started reminding me about not just food wastefulness, but wastefulness, wasting time, right, wasting energy,
efforts,
you know, and we talked about it last week about potential, wasting your potential. And that's why we thought it was so critically important to bring Francis Tenney on, talking about helping our young people get to work, get employed. You know, as we were fishing this weekend, when the wildlife and fisheries came up to our boat and he was checking everything and kind of asked us where we were from, you know, he asked a lot of questions. And one of the things he said about one of the cities in the nearby area is, he said, I think that that's the only city that's really dying and not growing. A lot of that is about wastefulness. A lot of that is about us not having the momentum to get up and work, to care for our properties, to care for our communities, to care for our areas that surround us. And it really just gave me pause for thought. Do you see, what else are we really wasting and we're not even mindful that we're wasting?
Wow. You almost have to do it just a little inventory to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make sure you're not wasting stuff.
And, you know, when we talk about wasting time, DC and I have wasted so much time that it's almost...
It should be a crime.
Yeah. And
we should be put away.
Well, thank God for thank God for no condemnation. But we have wasted a lot of time. And if you do your own little self-inventory, and DC and I... We really subscribe, I guess, a lot to this 12-step program because it is so spiritual in nature. And there are so many things in that program that really just help you whether you're have addictive behaviors or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you were saying that, I just had a thought here as we're talking about time and wasting time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the man of God was talking yesterday about Jesus and when he resurrected and how he was moving along the road and speaking with some other speaking with a couple of the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, you know, when you think of that from the time he started his crusades and preaching to people, it was approximately about 3 years.
Hmm.
That's a lot to be done in that short time.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that? Yeah.
Wow. I tell you,
three years.
When you look at how time just really seems to eclipse us, it moves so quickly. You know, if you could just change your mindset, change where you are in your thinking on this Momentum Monday, it will begin to change everything. You know, so many people, and I was talking to someone yesterday about their job and how challenging it was and how challenging it is becoming, more and more challenging. And so when we're stressed at our job, when we are pressed and we feel anxious and we don't feel like we're in the place where we'd like to be, but many of us don't know where we should be, where we want to be. All we know is, I don't want to be where I am. And that's kind of like the example that we were talking about last week. When you don't know where you're going, it's going to be very, very difficult to get there. And so right where you are is probably right where you're supposed to be, whether you want to be there or not. And what I am learning about the discomfort sometimes about being right where you are, even when you don't want to be there, is that you have to learn to celebrate where you are. And I know that those are words that are so, so easy to say, but so challenging to do. But I don't think it's until you can celebrate right where you are, the good, the bad, the uncertainty, and everything else that goes along with that, that you're moved into the next place. And sometimes we can hinder our own growth because we won't allow momentum to come in. And instead of filling our space and our place with positivity, all we do is say, woe is me. And sometimes, you know, silence speaks louder than words. Sometimes we don't even have to say anything. Just our essence says, I don't want to be here. And if you're traveling in this Momentum Monday and you just don't feel momentous at all, we would say to you this morning, it starts in your thinking. It starts with, as Paul said, he said, I've learned to be content in whichever state that I'm in or whatever state that I'm in. And, you know, sometimes you hear those verses and you're like, yeah, yeah, that was good for you, Paul. But, you know, this is a new day and a new time. You just don't understand the pressures of my job. You just don't understand how many bills I have. You don't understand that my kids are just acting so foolish. You just don't understand. And sometimes it's really, really hard to celebrate a place that seems so uncertain, so dark. But you know what? You can celebrate by changing the way that you think about a thing. And you can say to yourself that, you know what? All the things that we go through, I believe that they're just for a season. And when that season is over, DC, and when we can learn those lessons of that season, then we can move into the next thing. But it's not until we find that place of, I'm okay. It's okay. I don't have to force it. And DC was saying to me just this weekend, and you know, it's just great when you have somebody to encourage you. And if you don't have somebody to encourage you, then you just got to encourage yourself. And you got to find a way to dig out of that rut and tell yourself that where you are is not where you will ultimately end up. But you start by saying some things. You start by opening up your mouth. And as Elizabeth Nixon said, you start decreeing some things. And you just find those things. Well, for a lot of people, you gotta have a word to stand on. And a lot of times the word that we stand on is our grandmother's word or our mother's word or, you know, those senior people in our family. But you gotta find something that you can stand on, something that is essential and means something to you. And it starts with those little things. And I promise you, you know, the more that we travel this journey together, we're all going to grow and we're all going to learn. And that's why we say to you that every single day, and DC, we've been so blessed with so many incredible thought leaders and yes. thinkers and authors and New York Times bestsellers and people writing their first books or people writing their second books. And it is our mission to share with you their journeys, just as we did on Friday, sharing Lisa Campo and Lamia Peterson's sharing their journeys. What they found, just like all of us, they found that, just as I was saying, they were not happy where they were in their jobs, in their spaces. They were not able to find that contentment. But then what they did was they didn't stay there. Sometimes you've got to get fired from a job to get moved out. Sometimes we think getting fired is the absolute worst thing. But you know what? In truth, sometimes you can't see the blessing on the other side because sometimes God has to do for us what we can't or won't do for ourselves, things that we don't have the courage to do. But I tell you one thing, when you're pushed out of a place, it's going to make you, you know what they say, it's going to make you get off the pot. It's going to make you do one or two things. You're going to either do it or you're going to get off the pot. You know, and that's what it's about. It's about finding what it is that will give you a sense of peace. And even when you are in your purpose and in your calling, that doesn't mean that every day is going to be a great day. But you can find the greatness in it. And you can find it when you begin to serve others. And I'm telling you, serving others, when you give to others, God and the universe will be ensured that you'll get it right back. It's 8:31 local time, 9:31 Eastern time. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network.
I may be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care. 'Cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh. And walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life. In my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
If the world were truly happy, living as one, I wish the world they call freedom someday would come, someday would come. Whoa, ooh,
Well, I tell you what, if that doesn't put you in the right kind of frame of mind, I don't know what will. It's 8:37 local time, 9:37 Eastern time. And as DC and I were sitting here thinking about a time and a place, thinking about momentum, DC said something so incredibly wonderful. He said, you know, momentum has to be more than just what? It has to be more than just a thing. It's got to be a place. It's got to be, you know, we can't just be moved by our feelings. We're trying to move into a place and into a space, DC, where we can all be, just as Lionel Richie sang about, what we want to be and who we want to be. And, you know, this morning, if you're just trying to get the cobwebs out because maybe you ate too much, maybe you drank too much, and you're trying to get your momentum this morning, but you're feeling oh so not momentous, it is a state of mind. And when you start to move into those places, into your mind, that give you a higher sense of where you are, and understanding that as we are on this journey, we're all on this journey together. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, we talk about all of the authors, all of the people that we bring every single day to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten you one conversation at a time. What my goal is, as the host, is to be as transparent as I can be on this journey so that I am learning and growing just as hopefully you are learning and growing, and DC and I are learning and growing together on this journey called life. And that we can say to you that we don't have it all together. We are a work in progress. We can tell you about our shortcomings, and we can tell you about where we are at this moment. And hopefully that will encourage you. And I know some people are saying, well, Carlette, I don't have a husband. I don't have a life's partner to encourage me. Well, there are so many people in the world that are waiting to encourage you. You just have to find those people that don't mind sharing. And what we're finding about sharing is that the more we share, the more we get back. We share our experience. We share a little bit of our lives and our hope. And we share that because it helps us to build stronger lives. It helps us to really not forget about those places where we were that we probably wanted to forget. It helps us to be more open and more honest. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are on this journey. And Christy Johnson, the author of Love Junkie, Seven Steps for Breaking the Toxic Relationship Cycle, talked about soul sicknesses. And for many of us, our souls are sick. And that's why we do have to find that place, that spirituality, that God within us, to help to rid ourselves of these soul sicknesses. And you see, before you can really have momentum that is not a momentum that is just for the moment, a momentum that is not fictitious, you got to go to the well, so to speak, where living water is, where there's a place that will revitalize you. And what I am finding out for myself personally is that when I come out of self-will, I've got to do it. I've got to make it happen. I. When I come out of self-will and I link up to a higher power greater than myself, then I come so much out of I. And I understand, my spirit understands, that something bigger and greater than myself is at work and that I don't have to do it. And I think for many of us, we lose our zeal. We lose our forward propulsion because we think that it's something that we have to do. And DC and I have really been meditating on that a lot, because in our lives, we see that a lot of our pitfalls, a lot of our roadblocks a lot of the potholes in our lives were because we were always trying to make it happen. And yes, there are some things in the natural that we all have to do. Like, you got to get up and go to work. You know, there are some things in the natural that you've got to do. But when you really look at the supernatural and those things that you believed or those things that God showed you, you have to be able to be in a place of rest in your spirit in order to allow those things, those doors to open, those people to come in. But you've got to be a vessel that's open. And I'm telling you, I believe that we're all going to get there. We're going to speak it into existence. We're going to speak it over your lives as well as our lives, because we know that so many people listening have so many great gifts and talents that you have not even begun to tap into. And simply because we really just don't know how. And it starts with getting free. It starts with cleansing ourselves of those things that cause us to be sick, to have those soul sicknesses, those things that are so innocuous, so small, so innocent, that we don't even know they're making us in our souls sick. And I'm going to tell you what, we're going to be unlocking those things. We have got a whole bevy of incredible people that are going to come on, not only for the rest of this month, but next month as well. And they're going to help us to become freer, more open, people who are able to share our truths. And I'm not saying you have to share your truth with everybody, but in order to really be free, in order to find those things that are awaiting you, you got to be able to be open and honest. You got to be able to be transparent. And some of us can't even be honest with ourselves. And let me tell you, as we are on this journey, the truth about self hurts. It hurts deep. But until we can do that, we'll never really be free to explore the greatness that lies just right up the road. It's not far. It's waiting for you. And I'm telling you, you're trying to get there. You're trying to find that way to be peaceful and to be content with where you are. And it's just like Nike says. It's just like Nike says, you gotta just do it. And when you start surrendering and allowing yourself to just do it, to just be okay, I'm okay, you're okay, then and only then are you going to be able to move into that next thing. And I am telling you, Monday is a great day. It's the start of your week. It's a start of getting things moving, but you got to start in your thinking. And once you start to say it, eventually you'll start to see the manifestation. And I am telling you, it will happen. It happened for us. If it happened for us, it will happen for you. And all you've got to do is just relax, be calm, and flow through the day. Just flow. I got to get a break here, everybody. It's 8:46 local time, 9:46 Eastern time. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is dedicated to excellence. They're the credit union with heart. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and McDonald's of Central Louisiana.
Defenses built, it's hard to surround. Not for long. When she appeared, all the walls tumbled down. She had scars, reminding her she was easily deceived. Only tears convinced her once again to believe. Ego would bend, learning the art of love.
of their sweet intimacy, never bored. Love's horizon reached out infinitely. Both lovers and friends learning the art of love. Homework never ends.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's 8:57 local time, 9:57 Eastern time, and of course, it's Momentum Monday. A lot of people still trying to get their bearings, still trying to get their momentum. But you know what? We feel in the spirit realm that you are on your way, just as we are. You know, as we were having conversation this morning, I don't know about you, but we often ask, what is the difference in people who are good and people who are really, really great. Like, what is the difference? What are the variables between those people that are just sort of average and are maybe just above mediocrity to those people that are really, really great at what they do? And what's the difference there? And so there was an incredible article in Time magazine that talked about the things that most successful people do that make them not just successful, but make them great. And you know, there are those people who will look at others and try to mimic their success. They want what they have, but really don't understand the difference in being good and being great. And the article talked about some key factors that is the game changer, the difference maker. And one of the things that the experts said is that you have to allow yourself to be uncomfortable. He says that you learn best when you're reaching, when you're reaching. He says, but flow is not the best way to learn. You have to be able to stretch yourself. He says, when you want to be stretched to the edge of your ability, it needs to be hard. And how many of us want everything to be easy? He said, in order to get into this